never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Come on in. Are you back yet from spring break? I live in Florida, so right now we're very aware of spring break because you're all down here right now. Spending your money like crazy. Everywhere I go, there's like a scooter or a golf cart. Or somebody. It's like, guys, do you not know we live here? Get out of my way, okay? But anyway, I hope you're back to work because it's time for us to get on with our slow summer season and with no tourists. Well, today, life changes. When does it change? Oftentimes it changes when you're most tired, when you have worn yourself out. You'll hear me say this again and again and again and again. I see it all the time. When you finally have had it up to here, what are you going to do? Keep doing it? No, you're going to change it. So we'll talk about that today. Give you some ideas. And maybe you're in that place right now where you've just been pushed and pushed and pushed. You're not getting what you want. It's time to change. Today may be the day. Okay, we'll find out. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. And I'm so happy to have you. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I am so chill this week. I don't know, maybe it's the past couple of weeks of getting Face Your Passion launched. We had the group this week. We have two distinct groups of people. Well, three, I guess. But mostly they're like around 30 years old or they're around 55 years old. And a couple are in the middle. And it's kind of cool because you look at the two ends of careers, the two ends of motivation, if you will, driving for the life that you want. And you see it and there's so much. I tell you what the commonality is. It's not about the, you know, how to do this or how to do that. We need that. We need the tool set. We need the strategies for darn sure. And I give you those as well. But typically, it's just getting clarity. That's it. I talked about last week, clarity and courage and commitment. It doesn't matter how old you are. And when you finally decide to transition from whatever you're doing now to something else, it gets messy, doesn't it? And so it's neat when you get them on the call. And I'm just telling you this because maybe you want to be in the group, but more likely, I'm telling you, when you take the time to actually get on a call with a group of like-minded people who actually are trying to figure stuff out and are willing to take the time to do it, and then you have a guy like me who actually knows how to help you, it's magical. It's crazy. So do it with me or somebody. Just do it, because otherwise a podcast is okay, but you're thinking inside your own head. You need to talk to some other people. It's awesome. FisherPassion.com if you're interested. Let's talk about life changing today. And I really mean this. Life changes when you get tired. It absolutely does. And when you get tired, sometimes you're just fed up. That's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. Think for just a moment. How many times in your life have you hit that wall? That's it. You quit a job, left a relationship, something. How many times has that happened to you? It happens. And just for grins as we move forward a little bit, why not? What's going on in your life right now? You're thinking, man, I'm just done. Maybe you haven't admitted it yet. Maybe it's you're thinking about it a little bit. Maybe there's something there somewhere. What is it? There's got to be something there, huh? So a lot of people have said life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I've heard that a lot. But how many times do you find yourself doing both? I do. All the time. It seems like I'm sprinting on and off, on and off, on and off in a marathon. If you work in tech, you guys are running sprints all the time, right? I mean, I know you get your big job and you get your stock options. You got 3 years to go get your stock options, get paid up, but you got to survive the 3 years, right? To get paid. And they're running sprints. Although my son works for Amazon. He works for one of their companies. He's very high up in the company. And I don't know how he's going to survive it. I know he's hanging on just for that big stock payoff and he makes a lot of money too, but still it's an endless marathon packed with sprints every single day. It's like you're running a 26-mile marathon as fast as you can. So if you've been living on the planet for any length of time, you have figured out that it is a long game of day-to-day sprints. We all know that now. If you want a big bank balance, what do you do? Well, I go out and I sell something big. I get famous. I become an influencer. That's what I do. Or you just make small deposits in your bank account over time. If you want to lose weight, what do? You're going to crash diet or take some Ozempic or something like that. That's scary stuff, by the way. But needed. Or you just make small reductions over time, maybe go to the gym a little bit more. I've gained weight in the past month. Meant to lose weight, I've gained weight. I've also put on a bunch of muscle. One day at a time. If you want to get a promotion at your job, what do? Oh, first rule, show up every day. Second rule, do a good job. You can knock it out of the park in a ballpark, on a promotion or a job and get a great bonus, something like that. But for the most part, it's what you do long-term over time that gets you there. Now, the challenge happens when you have yet to define the marathon you are running. Just this morning, we had a 7 a.m. Fisher patient call. I have some people in Europe, and I get up, and I'm up early anyway, so I do a 7 a.m. call with my European folks. It was great. And literally, Adam said this. He said, man, I just feel like that's 45 years. I'm just doing all the stuff I'm supposed to be doing. I got a great job, great career, everything else. Go, 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 go. That's it. He said, I never took time to think about myself. Hasn't defined it. Yeah, I guess in some ways he defined career, defined family, defined making money and doing all the stuff we're supposed to do in life. He defined that. I got to tell you, that runs out. It does come to an end. Eventually you want more. And you can have it at the same time. You can if you think about it. But if you haven't really thought the full picture out, eventually you will. Might be too late. A lack of a specific goal can only lead to daily activity that may or may not get you to your destination. And I would contend it's probably not likely to. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you do stuff, not even thinking about it, and it gets you exactly where you thought you were going to go. Sometimes. Luck. It's a crazy thing. Sometimes it happens. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. If it happens to you, you may feel worn out, by the way, if you get kind of stuck like that. Maybe frustrated, wondering, and wondering when things are going to work out. There is nothing more frustrating than getting up and just running this marathon that is day-to-day sprints all day long, not having the bigger picture in mind, not thinking about what really drives you. This morning we were asking the question, you know, what do you do when you're doing you? And I can promise you this, whenever I ask somebody what they do when they're doing you, it's a very Scottism kind of question. The answer that comes back is never what they do. Ever, ever, ever. What they do is they tell me what they did yesterday, but it's not right. Because they tell me what they were doing all day long, but I say, no, that's not what I'm talking about. When you're left to your own devices, when nobody's telling you what to do, when you don't have a schedule, you don't have an agenda, you don't have a to-do list, what do? And after I come back and challenge them, test and validate and challenge them a little bit, then they all say, well, usually I'll pick up a good book. But sometimes I'll work outside. Go in the garden. Man, it's crazy. Frustration comes fast if you don't pay attention to it. There's good news, though. You know, this kind of thinking kind of means that you're on the right track. Because if you're thinking about this at all, if you're listening to me today, and in any way, I'm hitting on a high point that you're going, that makes sense. It might not be specifically what you're doing. It might not be the same thing. It might not, you know, might not be in your ballpark today, but maybe you've thought about it. Maybe something is not quite right. You're wondering when this is going to come to an end. We all do. I don't care what you start, eventually it's going to come to an end. Everything has an expiration date. Whatever you start, it's not going to last forever. It's going to be different. Stamina is required if you want to reach any goal, that's for sure. In society today, we kind of celebrate the ability to take on the hard work no matter what. Now, I'm a big fan of hard work. I'll work harder than anybody until I fall over and wear myself out. I'm like, oh, got to stop that. It happens. And it's nothing new. It's happened since I was 18 years old. When I used to be able to run 36, 48 hours straight without sleep, I'd still fall down eventually. There's only one problem with that kind of thinking. It doesn't really work for you. I mean, it's not sustainable behavior. Sooner or later, you will decide to change, and you usually do it abruptly. The truth is, as I've said a billion times on this podcast, you will change when you wear yourself out. You will. It's kind of like bad habits. If you do bad habits enough, you will change when the doctor tells you, uh-oh. Kind of wore your body out, didn't you? Got bad habits at work? You will change when the boss says, uh-oh. Boom. Married? Doing stuff? Not doing the right stuff? You will change when you wear them out. Uh-oh. Reluctant, fearful, hard-headed, whatever it is. When you finally get to that point, somebody's going to change. It's going to be you. You know it, I know it, everybody knows it. So what's the fix? Well, the marathon that we call life is going to continue until it doesn't. One day you'll be dead, you won't be running the marathon anymore. You got another marathon you're going to be running that day. Right now, you're running this marathon to get to that marathon. That's a strange way of thinking, isn't it? Sir, first, what you do is you define your destination with clarity. Next, you match it with your goals. And finally, you accept that if things don't go your way, you're going to change directions anyway. You will change when you wear yourself out. I say just skip to the good stuff. Why not? I wrote an affirmation for myself. I shared this morning on my call. Wrote about mistake one day on my daily awareness diary that I write every single day. And my affirmation for myself was, life will go my way as long as I always go my way. And people are like, what? I said, yeah. Everything's going to go the way I want it to go as long as I go the way I want it to go. And if I don't, how could it possibly go the way I want it to go? It's going to go the way somebody else wants it to go. Face your passion. It is awesome. Still accepting members right now. Small, intimate, cool group. 3 hours a week of coaching. Awesome stuff. FaceYourPassion.com, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?